From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Fighting rages on the western edges of the Syrian city of Aleppo. Rebels are trying to split a Russian-backed government force laying siege to the eastern half of the city. Monitors say at least 41 civilians have been killed in the latest offensive, and Syria's state-run news agency said 35 people were suffering from the effects of toxic gases in two government-controlled districts. Authorities say five explosions Sunday left at least 17 people dead and 60 wounded in Baghdad. A car bomb hit a popular market in Hurriya, a predominantly Shiite district, killing at least 10 people and wounding more than 30. Officials, police, and hospital authorities said improvised explosive devices killed 3 people and wounded 10 at a market in Baghdad's Sha'ab neighborhood. Central Italy has been rocked by an earthquake. The epicenter was 6 kilometers north of Norcia. The Civil Protection Authority says the 6.6 magnitude quake Sunday brought down buildings in numerous places. They say about 20 people sustained injuries. There were no reports of deaths, possibly because many residents had already left their homes due to other recent earthquakes in the area. Saudi Arabia says it foiled a plot to bomb a World Cup 2018 qualifying match earlier this month. Authorities say a terrorist cell consisting of 4 foreigners had planned to set off an explosion in Jeddah during an October 11th match with a team from the United Arab Emirates. Another group, this one consisting of 4 Saudi citizens, had planned to attack police officers in Shakra province. All of the suspects were captured by police before they were able to carry out their attacks. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump remain locked in a tight contest for the U.S. presidency. Furor continued Sunday over Friday's FBI announcement that it is reviewing new information that could pertain to Hillary Clinton's handling of emails as Secretary of State. The FBI's action less than 2 weeks before Election Day set off a political frenzy. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine told ABC's This Week program he thinks the matter is extremely puzzling.
And so this is a distraction, but look, we're focused on winning this race over the next 9 days, talking about the kind of president that Hillary Clinton will be in, contrasting her Stronger Together vision with the dark and dangerous vision of Donald Trump.
Trump started his Sunday campaigning in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hillary has nobody but herself to blame for her mounting legal problems.
Trump also planned stops in Colorado and New Mexico. The European Union and Canada signed a long-delayed free trade agreement Sunday in Brussels. The new measure is aimed at boosting economic growth and increasing the number of jobs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed the Comprehensive and Economic Trade Agreement, along with the heads of EU institutions. Here is EU President Donald Tusk.
In this particular moment in the EU's history, this positive sign means a great deal. And for this, I would also like to thank our guests very much indeed.
The signing ceremony had been pushed back from Thursday after the Belgian province of Wallonia vetoed the agreement. Moldova voted Sunday in its first presidential election since the 1990s, the election that could move the country closer to the European Union or closer to Russia. A pro-Russian presidential candidate is leading with under 52% of the vote, according to preliminary results. Iceland's prime minister resigned Sunday after an election in which no party gained a parliamentary majority. The radical Pirate Party scored big gains, but not as much as opinion polls had shown. Smári McCarthy is a voter with the Pirate Party.
I don't think any party is looking at this this outcome and saying this is going to be really easy. So I think in particular the Independence Party is going to have a very hard time trying to build a stable government, but especially with the with our declaration that we do not wish to work with them.
Outgoing Prime Minister Sigurdur Ingi Johansson of the Progressive Party said he would hand the president his resignation in accordance with the Constitution. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.